The Big Blue Report.
Scooped up by Kentucky.
Kentucky Unfiltered on the new sports. 96.1 The Zone.
Let's go. Brand new Lamborghini.
Terry Ford Show, we're hanging here till 6 on the all-new Sports 96.1 Zone. Time to talk some Kentucky hoops recruiting, and who better? Would we call him the king of Kentucky hoops recruiting news? I like that. I like a good way to start this with Ben.
Pretty lofty.
You like that?
We got to ask Ben. I don't know how
Ben,
you
feels good with that? Because, I mean, that means nowhere to go but down.
Yeah, I don't know, but that might be a bit too much for me.
Ben Roberts with us, hanging out, talking some Kentucky basketball recruiting. Of course, Ben does a fabulous job for the Lexington Herald Leader, Kentucky.com. All right, Ben, I know Derek Lively, the number two recruit in 2022, decided to go to Duke. It's now the end of the world, right? The world has ended in recruiting.
Yeah, I think Kentucky's gonna make out pretty well still here. They might lose the number one class, but they also might have one of their best recruiting classes ever and one of the best recruiting classes anybody's had in the past 10 years or so, and then still finish up number two. So I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, I think they'll suffer through. I mean, Kaysen Wallace, it seems like all the crystal ball people still have Wallace coming to Kentucky. You still hearing that, or is there anything new on old Kaysen?
Yeah, no, I fully expect them to pick up Kaysen. Right now, he's planning to wait till number 7th to make his commitment, but that's 6 weeks away, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if he went ahead and made a public announcement sometime before then for Kentucky.
Yeah, Ben Roberts hanging out with us, talking some UK hoops recruiting on the all-new Sports 96.1 The Zone. Terry Ford. Okay, so you get Wallace, which will probably bump Kentucky past Duke again in this all-important race for number one. I guess the guy, though, because there's a lot of perimeter here. With Kentucky's recruiting class. Excellent recruiting class. I mean, my God, like you said, it's one of the best Cal's ever had. But it's a ton perimeter heavy. Now, I'm going to screw up his name probably, and feel free to correct me. Adem Bona, number 10 ranked kid. Did I get it right, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I got it right. I mean, I'll screw up your name, but I got Adem right. Yes. Number 10, I guess, overall recruit in 2022. A big man. A very raw kid. Athletic. Probably right now more of a defender than a kid with an accomplished offensive game. What are your thoughts on Kentucky's odds of getting Bona?
I think right now, I hate to say 50-50 because obviously that's right on the fence and doesn't really lead you any direction. But I think it is around there. If I had to pick one, I do think he really likes Kentucky. I think his camp really likes Kentucky. And obviously now there's a great, great need for a big man in this class now that they missed out Lively. And it wasn't – I think the narrative kind of out there was that they were prioritizing Lively over Bona for the past few months. And while it was – Lively is a higher upside player and a more highly ranked player, but they very much wanted both those guys in the class, and that's kind of how they were playing it. And now that they're not going to get Lively, obviously Bona is priority number one. It is – I can't see any. He's visiting Kansas. He might visit some other places, but I can't see it being anybody else other than Kentucky or UCLA, based on what I've been told. And that is going to be a tight battle. I think a lot of people just kind of assumed when they missed out Lively, we'll get Adem Bona, and that'll be the end of it. But it's not going to be that easy. Obviously, UCLA is right there in his backyard. Mick Cronin was there on Tuesday with part of his staff, and they're going to keep peppering him until he's ready to make a decision.
Ben Roberts hanging out with us from the Lexington Herald Leader, talking some UK hoops recruiting from the Terry Ford Show, the all-new Sports 96.1 The Zone. Okay, so a lot have been made, and you guys have done a great job covering this as well, with all of a sudden it's like Cal is re-energized. Here we go again. Hadn't had a number one recruit overall since what, Nerlens Noel, hasn't had a recruiting class this heavily populated with five stars in a while. Cal's rolling again. Is it the NIL? Is it last year was a dumpster fire? If we were ranking what's going on with John Calipari, does he have a new diet? Is he, doing Tom Brady's avocado diet? What do you think has kicked Calipari back into gear? Or was there no kicking back into gear? This has been Cal, but just Cal, the fruits of the labor have worked better this year. What are your thoughts?
I definitely think there is something to the re-energized narrative and him getting kind of back in another gear that maybe we hadn't seen for a few years. And I do think NIL, I would rank NIL number one on that list for sure. I do think the new coaching staff, you know, anytime you get new faces, especially somebody like Orlando Antigua that he already had a relationship with in there, and kind of anytime you bring guys in from the outside who know what they're talking about and can kind of maybe show you some different ways to, not necessarily show him some different ways to do things, but point out some things that maybe he hadn't been doing, or even just new ways to look at things. I think that helps any, you know, business or college program or anything like that to bring in kind of some fresh ideas. But NIL is at the top of the list. I will say with Shaedon Sharpe, who it looks like is going to end up being the number one recruit in this class, I think they would have gotten Shaedon Sharpe without the new coaching shakeup, probably without NIL. I just think the relationship was so strong there between John Calipari and his Kentucky program and the people around Shaedon Sharpe, just dating back to the Shea Gilgeous-Alexander and the ties there, that I think they really trusted Cal, and I think he was going to go that direction no matter what. So maybe the G League comes in with a $2 million offer or something and you just can't turn it down. But as far as colleges, I would have been shocked if Shaedon Sharpe picked another school over Kentucky even before all these changes. But with the rest of it, Chris Livingston, I don't think, plays college basketball without NIL.
Right.
And Chin Coleman and the rest of the staff did a great job with him. Kaysen Wallace, looking at Adembona possibly. And then moving on further down the line with the 2023 class, I think is when you're really going to see NIL and the new staff. I don't want to say get even better because it's hard to top what they're doing right now, but make a bigger impact than I think even more so on this class.
You know, Ben, the other part of this, and this is going to be really duh, recruiting's hard, man. It's a grind.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, no one's going to feel sorry for John Calipari and his eight-figure salary and his fancy house and fancy car and probably, you know, he probably has a pet llama. He's so rich. But, you know, no one feels sorry, but recruiting is a grind, man. It never stops anymore. You're recruiting eighth and ninth graders. Now you've got the transfer portal. Your livelihood rests on the thoughts and whims of a teenager. I mean, I was working in Baltimore for a while and dealing with Gary Williams at Maryland. Gary got to a point where he hated recruiting so bad he didn't want to leave his office. You know, Gary was like, bring the kids in here to me. I'm eating a sandwich. What the heck? I'll talk to them. Gary just didn't want to do it anymore. Recruiting is just hard, man. And I think it's like human nature. After a while, you're like, oh, good God, I get in the car and talk to another teenager. You know what I mean? So you need a regeneration every now and then, don't you?
You do, absolutely. I mean, just go back to that class with Zion Williamson and R.J. Barrett and Cameron Reddish and think about all of the time and flights and car rides and sitting in gyms watching these guys for hours at a time. All that time and energy spent over, you know, the course of a couple years, and then all three of them end up going to Duke. You know, stuff like that's got to be demoralizing. I know, with Billy Donovan and the Julius Randle recruitment, I think that was one that kind of took some air out of him. You see stuff like this across the country, and I think Cal's, you know, he's been hit with some losses. Obviously, he's got number one recruiting classes. He's gotten really good players, but he's been hit with some losses at the top of those lists, and that's got to pile up. And, yeah, I think just kind of this perfect storm of changes over the past 6 months or so, again, has just kind of re-energized both him and the program.
We're talking to Ben Roberts, talking some basketball recruiting for UK. Of course, Ben does a heck of a job with the Lexington Herald Leader. Twitter, at Ben Roberts HL. Very simple. You can follow him. Not tough. Doesn't have any kind of weird Twitter thing. It's Ben Roberts HL for Herald Leader. Here on the Terry Ford Show, the All New Sports 96.1 The Zone. And to that point, Ben, how demoralizing it can be when you put that kind of sweat equity in it. Look at some of these coaches who have left college basketball and football. John Beilein, you know, everyone says, well, John Beilein will come back to college basketball coaching at some point. John Beilein's like almost 70. And basically the word is John Beilein got tired of recruiting. Urban Meyer even said, I got tired of recruiting. I mean, Billy Donovan, you bring up Billy Donovan, you know, the people who say Billy Donovan should go back to college, Billy Donovan's like, screw you, I don't want to go recruiting anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's tough, man. And, you know, for Calipari to be, how many years now, to be a high-level recruiter, you know, at some point.
20 if you go back to Memphis.
Yes.
Yeah.
At some point, you need something to kick you, like this NIL. So once we see Kaysen Wallace and the Adembona, Where does it go from there? I guess 2022 would be locked up. Who do we put on our radar moving forward, whether it's maybe an under-the-radar 2022, which I don't think there's anything left, or 2023? Who are we looking at after Bona and Wallace?
Yeah, I don't really see anything else, anybody else in 2022 right now. I mean, obviously, we've seen reclassifications in the past. You know, they're going to have a lot of talent coming in, so the guys who can't go to the NBA draft from this current team, you know, there might be some people who look at that and say, well, you know, where does that leave me here? Right. And the transfer portal obviously works both ways, so they can go somewhere else and play immediately and have a large role, possibly on a really good team. So I think that's something you're going to have to watch every offseason. And then when you get to that point, it's then does John Calipari need to go to the transfer portal himself to try to get somebody, especially if they don't get Bona or if they just need another big, the way it shakes out. But, yeah, with 2023, it could be even more interesting than this 22 class just because you got DJ Wagner, which is such a multi-layered story with his ties to John Calipari and the fact that he's the unanimous number one recruit in that class. And then you got Reed Sheppard, who's right down the road. Again, another multi-layered story with Kentucky basketball, and one that's going to be watched maybe as closely as any recruitment in 10 years with Kentucky, which is really saying something. And then you got guys like J.J. Taylor, who they've already offered a top five recruit out of Chicago. Chin Coleman's really tight with. Bay Fall is a kid from Africa who looks like a really, really intriguing big man in that class. Calipari was up in New Hampshire to see another kid, Mattis Buzelis, yesterday, who looks like another one to watch. One of Wagner's teammates is a top five recruit. They're on him. Duke's on him too. So, I mean, this is kind of shaping up as, I don't know if it'll be ranked quite as highly as this 22 class, but you're talking really strongly in the mix for three or four top five, top 10 guys, plus Reed Sheppard on top of that.
All that just made my brain hurt. How do you keep that in your head, Ben? Oh, my God. Wow. Quite impressive. We're talking with Ben Roberts, covers recruiting for Lexington Herald, leader here on the Terry Forch, all New Sports 96.1 Zone. Real quick on the Reed Sheppard. I read something. This was it a year or two ago? Was it Sports Illustrated? I forget what national publication I was reading about the recruitment of Reed Sheppard and John Calipari at Kentucky, because a lot of folks in the state here we're, you know, starting to look at Callaway. When are you going to start recruiting some Kentucky kids there, my friend? How about Kentucky kids? Was there, and I look at John Calipari as the type of guy that says, look at the one loss record and leave me alone. I just feel like That's Cal. Was there any pressure to offer Reed Sheppard, especially coming off the season that Kentucky had, or Calipari just said, look, this guy can ball here, he can play here, he's the level of kid we want, and that's why we're offering him? Was there anything else besides just something that simple?
I think ultimately it was that simple, and I've criticized Cal, especially here in the last couple years, on plenty of aspects of recruiting and the way they've gone about things. But with Reed, it was a special case. They weren't allowed to see him in person for a year and a half. Even though he was playing right down the road, even though he played at Lexington Catholic High School, 10 minutes from Cal's house, he's not allowed to go see him in person. And Cal, and something that I agree with, if you're in a position that he's in and this program is in, you don't just offer kids without seeing them play in person. Obviously, he knew his family. He knew Jeff. He knew all about the backstory. But until you see a kid play in person, there's no need for a Kentucky to offer him. And then the very first time he saw him play in person was down in Alabama. I was at the game, and Cal watched him, and then Orlando Antigua watched him the next day, and they offered that night, and they'd seen enough. And I thought they played that. You know, I don't know what the communication was like behind the scenes. I don't know what all the communication was like behind the scenes with him and the Sheppard family. But as far as what was done out in the open, I thought they played it perfectly. And just from talking to Jeff and Stacy Reed Sheppard, Reed's parents, and from talking to Reed, I didn't get the sense that there was an ounce of any hard feelings or that they felt slighted in any way the way things went. I mean, obviously, both his parents went through it. They understand the process. They understand Kentucky basketball. And they even seemed genuinely surprised when he got the offer that he got it that early off of just one game in front of Cal. So, no, I think... I don't think there was any damage control or anything done there. And while there was obviously a ton of pressure from the fan base because they really wanted to see that offer, but I think it happened pretty organically.
All right, Ben Roberts, recruiting expert. Two more quick things for you. Number one, the transfer portal obviously has become huge. Baylor won a national title using transfers. Houston got to the Final Four using transfers. What'd you think of the haul that Cal had in the transfer portal this past offseason?
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. Obviously, Oscar came mid-season, and then you get the other three later on. Talent-wise, I mean, I think it was the best group in the country. I don't think any other college team did any better. I am looking forward to see how it all mixes together, both with the three freshmen and then the guys you got coming back, because that's three really talented pools of players that are coming from three really different directions. And while, yes, this team will have a lot more college experience than John Calipari has had really any time in the past, it's still, for the most part, a brand new group of guys, and you have to work on chemistry. You have to know, you know, what the roles are. You have to figure out what the roles are, and then you have to get guys to buy into those roles, and that's something that I do think we are going to see some more growing pains. And the fact that they don't, you know, maybe somebody emerges. There's definitely some candidates, but they don't have an Anthony Davis on this team or a John Wall or a Carl Towns. And, you know, it's easy to say, well, there aren't many of those guys, but on Calipari's best teams, there have been, you know, one or two of those guys. And I don't really see it with this bunch, even though they do have a ton of talent. Like, who's going to be that guy who kind of takes over both on the court, in the locker room, in the huddle? And then who's got just the overwhelming talent to make a difference on the court?
All right, last question. Let's go to 2030. Are there some third graders right now you got your eye on for the 2030 recruit? Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, my God. I don't know how you do it, man. I give you a ton of props, my friend. Ben Roberts, the recruiting guru for the Lexington Herald Leader, talking some Cats Hoops recruiting. Hey, Ben, thanks a lot. You mind if we bug you again down the road here?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, I appreciate your time, man. I know you're a little busy there at home these days, so thank you.
Yep, thanks appreciate a lot for having me.
See you, man. Ben Roberts from the Lexington Herald Leader talking some Wildcats recruiting. We'll get back in here. It's time for Angelo Carrieri-Ario to go off the rails in our next segment. Our esteemed producer is whatever's in his craw, you're going to watch it come out on the air. Sounds kind of disgusting. It's next. Terry Ford Show on the all-new Sports 96.1 Zone.